This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A Marine helicopter crashed in western Iraq today. American military officials say more than 30 people were killed. There is no word at this time as to whether the crash was caused by hostile fire. But with Sunday's election just days away, U.S. and Iraqi officials are taking unprecedented measures to combat a growing insurgency. Iraqi security forces are expected to take the lead in securing voting centers. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports that the ongoing violence could spell a greater role for U.S. forces.
It's a few minutes past 3 p.m. in Baghdad. A U.S. soldier rushes out of his company headquarters, accidentally drops a magazine of ammunition, grabs it back up, and keeps running to his Humvee.
I would assume that the platoon leader just gave his order that we're getting ready to move out.
Captain Larry Gettings is watching this quick reaction training exercise. Soldiers flip on engines, computers, radios, and ready their guns. On Sunday, Iraq's election day, these troops will be waiting in the background, but they could be called on to do any number of things. Respond to a car bomb, escort an ambulance, or take back a polling center should insurgents overrun it. The key will be speed.
All right, let's get out there.
In this exercise, they're to set up a checkpoint useful for traffic control and to search suspicious cars. In less than 10 minutes, four Humvees are driving out the gate and heading to a relatively secure practice spot. Minutes later, soldiers stretch a slinky of concertina wire across the pavement. Captain Gettings says the unit isn't sure what will happen on election day. U.S. and Iraqi officials warn that insurgents are likely to try dramatic and deadly attacks on Sunday. Polling centers are expected to be targets. But until they're needed, U.S. troops won't be directly guarding those. It would look bad, says Ron Newman, political and military counselor with the U.S. Embassy.
It's a battle of perceptions. Iraqis have never known an honest, open election in their history. They're come out of a conspiracy background. There's a lot of inclination to interpret things in a conspiracy mode. No reason to reinforce a negative perception with an image of American oversight that isn't true anyway.
This will be the first time since the U.S.-led invasion that Iraqi security forces are supposed to be in charge of such a major operation. Their training has been slow and problematic. In his modest Baghdad apartment, Ismail Hussein calls to check the capital's daily catalog of shootings, bombings, and attacks. He's a liaison officer between Iraq's Interior Ministry, which is in charge of police, and Defense Ministry, which oversees the National Guard. Baghdad's polling center locations will be kept secret until the last minute, even from the cops and soldiers who'll be guarding them. Hussein says that's because infiltration of the ranks is likely.
Both police and National Guards, they've been not being told sensitive information because some of them are under threat. And under threat, they might, try to trade information or, they try to protect him from being shaken down.
American troops are only supposed to help on election day, but their very presence in Iraq has been an issue in this election campaign. Sunni Muslim groups who are boycotting say no vote can be free and fair under occupation. But calls for a specific timetable for a U.S. troop withdrawal appear to be losing steam. The two slates of candidates expected to do best in Sunday's election now say American troops should leave only when Iraqi troops are ready. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.